We're both, Don and I are both here. We're a little breathless.
Yeah, just slightly breathless.
We've climbed up to the top of the of a part of the Great Wall that's just spectacular. We drove quite a way, 2 or 3 hours to Hubei Province, and a part of the wall that is essentially unrestored and also not very crowded. And we're looking out over. You can hear the thunder in the background because a storm is coming. Yeah, it's dramatic. We're looking out over a series of hills, actually really mountains, lined by the wall. And we can see the silhouette in the distance of the watchtowers going all the way out in the distance. It's amazing. The guides who are here point, they don't speak English, but they point one way, they say Beijing, and they point the other way and they say Mongolia. And you can really see what an amazing feat of engineering this is. The glue that they use to hold the bricks together on this wall is partially made of sticky rice. And it's held for hundreds of years, 400 years some of these bricks are. But the storm is coming. We're going to eat dinner up here, and I don't know what it's going to be like if it starts to rain. I think we're not in a sheltered area. Let me see if I can get away from the people a little bit, and you can hear maybe just hear a little bit of the wind blowing in the trees. It's very green, very beautiful, and very ancient feeling. Just a gorgeous view. It's dusk. We got here around 5:30 or 6 o'clock as it's dusk, and it's just stunning. All right, well, I'm going to sign off now and take some more pictures. It's a little hazy. The light's not great for photography, but it's certainly a dramatic place to be. I feel like you're at the end of the earth.